Good afternoon. I'm down in the Gawler Culture and Heritage Centre under the Gawler Civic Centre, looking back at Gawler's history through the pages of the Bunyip with Kay. Hi, Kay.
Hello, Jeanette. Here again.
Yes, and we've got Les and Jill in the background working away.
And waving.
Yes, recording lots of history over there.
Absolutely. Yep. Very important.
So, I'll kick off looking at Gawler's history from Wednesday, October the 9th, with 150 years ago. 1874. 150 years ago, alarming explosion. About 9:30 on the morning of Wednesday, the centre of the town was thrown into a frightful state of alarm and excitement by the bursting of the engine boiler at the new factory of Messrs. James Martin & Co. The agitation of the townspeople was, however, speedily allayed on it being ascertained that, of the great number of hands employed at the works, not one was seriously injured. An almost miraculous escape that created thankfulness in many a little household around us. The boiler was a tubular one of moderate size, and from experienced engineers who have inspected the wreck, it is understood that a deficiency of water was the cause of the accident.
Oh, wow.
So not uncommon for boilers to explode. They were dangerous things. I think there were similar explosions in Ballarat in the same period where people did die.
Frightful state of alarm, don't you? Yes. Love it.
But having a massive factory like that in the centre of a town, apart from the danger, because it was dangerous, the noise and the smell from that factory, Gawler must have...
Yeah, a deficiency of water, so it ran out of water.
Yeah.
Cracked and blew up. Gee. Mm. 100 years ago, Freeling footballers celebrate. The Freeling Institute Hall was crowded on Wednesday evening of last week when a social was held to commemorate the winning of the 1924 Premiership in the Barossa and Knight Association by the Freeling Football Club. The Challenge Cup, which was presented by the International Harvester Company and to be won three times by the one club, was presented to the captain of the Freeling team by the chairman of the Football Association, Mr. E. Krieg, who congratulated the club on having gained possession of the trophy in the first year. Mr. Ernie A. Schwartz, captain, responded on behalf of the players. Football.
We don't have much to say about that, do we?
No. Mustn't be impolite.
Yeah, very important to a lot of people, and I appreciate that.
Oh, yes, yeah.
So, on to 50 years ago, flood chaos at Virginia. Low-lying areas of Gawler West were in a virtual state of emergency on Friday night as swirling South Power River floodwaters lapped to within a few feet of road levels. Several families evacuated following police warnings that their homes could be engulfed by the river. The South Power River, following the release from the South Power Reservoir, was expected to peak about 10:30 p.m. Police expected heavy flooding in Gawler West, but by 11 p.m. the level of the river had dropped slightly. But it was a different story downstream with the Gawler River. Dozens of farmers and market gardeners in the Virginia area were flooded out after the river broke its banks.
Mm.
And, of course, there are periodical floods.
Yeah. And they're worse when the North Power used to come down at the same time as the overflow at the South Power. So that's why they've got the mitigation dam up at North Power, which apparently is too low. So anyway. 25 years ago, sell pot in pharmacies. Marijuana should be available through South Australian pharmacies for medicinal purposes, according to the President of the Pharmacy Guild of Australia SA branch, Humphrey George of Gawler. Mr. George, who was a partner in the local Harnerton George Pharmacies, said if State Parliament decided to legalise marijuana, pharmacies would be an appropriate source to sell the drug with appropriate advice.
How was it that...
There you go.
I suspect I was at the meeting where he said that.
Oh, were you? 25 years ago.
Yes, yeah. I looked at the date and went, yep, that sounds familiar.
Okay.
Remember that discussion about also legalising and controlling it?
Yes. Yeah.
So rather than... And then you don't have the sort of black market and the crime associated with it.
Yeah, that's the problem, isn't it?
Yes. So 10 years ago, Lichia's lucky to be alive. Two-year-old dog Lichia is lucky to be alive after she survived a bullet to the head and was left to die on the side of a main road. The red Kelpie was found disorientated and wounded by a passerby on the Thiel Highway near Kapunda late last month and was taken to Megan Godfrey, who runs the Hope for Life Animal Rescue Shelter in Kapunda. Ms. Godfrey rushed Lichia to the Roseworthy Vet, where she was found to have metal fragments in her jaw and sinuses. A few days later, it was confirmed that she'd been shot after a pellet was removed from her head.
Oh, my God. Oh, poor dog.
How are you?
Hey, good.
How are you?
And that's Gary and Chris has both just walked in as well. And are also volunteers here.
Yes.
Gary's got his lips sealed and Chris just didn't realise we were recording, but that's nice to see you, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Hello.
That finishes up for this week, doesn't it?
All done for this week.
Well, and then we'll see you next week. Or speak to you next week.
Yes.
Until then. For all life's signs.